Well, we've had a few weeks break from our series in the Acts of the Apostle, and that's really because of Christmas, but as we begin this morning, we'll be continuing throughout the rest of this year, certainly up until June, as we learn about the Acts of the early church. We left off in chapter 5, and chapter 5 is part of that larger story of the charting of persecution against the early church, persecution that continues up to this present day. And that's why we support Open Doors, one of our mission partners, because of their work with the church under persecution. And what persecution is, it's the outward action of Satan's attempts to crush the church. Chapter 4 showed this in the religious leaders bringing Peter and John before them in a courtroom scenario. So it was the religious, semi-legal authorities who were persecuting the church by questioning them, not casually as if they were trying to find out more, but accusingly telling them to stop it. And that's what they had been told to do, to simply stop talking about Jesus. But led by the Holy Spirit, Peter and John answered their questions and challenges so that there could be no charge brought against them. Then in verses 1 to 16 of chapter 5, we saw how Satan's tactics changed and he used those inside the church to attempt to really slip it and to tear it down. Ananias and Sapphira, husband and wife, or Sapphira, husband and wife, determined to lie before the church. But ultimately they lied before God and received their punishment immediately. Verses 10 and 11 told us that at that moment, Sapphira, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in and, finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. The punishment may seem severe, but for the sake of the early church, God could not allow the sin of these two to take hold and thereby permeate the other believers, to allow that sin in to fester, where others would tolerate it or accept it or indeed follow the same practice. And it made the church pay attention. Notice what that text says. It says that great fear seized the church. Wasn't a topic of conversation, wasn't a topic of gossip. It was the recognition of how God deals with sin, and there but by the grace of God, any of them could follow. And so as we pick up again in verse 17, we now see three attempts of persecution, once again outwardly against the church. In verses 17 to 26, we see it in the arrest of not just Peter and John this time, but of the whole apostles. In verses 27 to 32, they appear before the council in that courtroom again. And in verses 33 to 42, persecution comes in the form of a warning issued by the council. So let's get into the text and see what we learn today. And we begin in verse 17 with the apostles being arrested.